Hey, look, the holidays can be a stressful time, so we're going to share some tips for online church hosts to help their communities navigate difficult emotions and situations next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
You're back with us, Steve. I haven't seen you for a while.
What? Has it only been?
Well, I see you all the time, but
it's
for the podcast. The podcast. You weren't on last week, were you?
Did I miss last? I just missed one, right?
I don't know.
Did I miss two?
You've missed a couple, but it's okay.
It has been a blur.
Yeah, you've been, we talked last week, Mike and I were talking, and we were talking about, you know, you're basically putting in new cabinets in your kitchen, and I got to help out a little bit.
Yes, we are, as Mike put it, a DIY kitchen refurb remodel.
Yeah. So
doing remodeling the whole kitchen with Mike's expertise. So.
Yeah, Michael Gray works with us, for those who may not know, and Michael has a history, not a lot of things, but he used to do cabinet installations.
Yes.
So it was fun watching him do his thing, and I got
I just sit back and watch, and I hold stuff for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Watch him drill holes and go, oops, that's the wrong hole. Let's drill another one.
The real skill was what you missed out on, which is doing trim.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
That trim is very, very technical. So getting, and we got some weird corners and stuff. And and we have these really big pieces of trim. So, got it nailed down.
Can get it all nailed down. Then when I need to replace mine, you guys can
do it
for me. There you go. All right. Well, look, this is, let's get into business here. It's holidays are coming up. We're recording this a couple days before Thanksgiving, and the holidays are coming up here. And this is episode number 453, and it's brought to you by DailyDive365.com. So check it out. This is actually a great tool that you could even implement during the holidays here. It's very simple to do. It will take a sermon, and it will create daily devotionals from that sermon in your pastor's voice. You can create them 7 days a week, and it can do other things as well.
And it delivers them all the way to their device. You don't need to do anything other than push the button to make the devotionals. So it'll get them all the way to their phones, to their smart speakers, and it'll be part of their life. It's been a big deal at our church, so especially in my small group.
Daily Dive 365. Yeah, it's great for small groups too, because then when the small groups meet during the week, they have some content that they can look at and talk about. And this is a special
already looked at and talked about.
This is a special offer. You probably don't know anything about this, but I made a special offer last week, and that is if you're listening to the Church Solutions Podcast right now and you want to sign up for the DailyDive365.com, it's normally a 30-day free trial. We'll make it 60 days free. So just go to DailyDive365.com, sign up. Let us know you heard it here in the Church Solutions Podcast so we can extend your 60-day free trial.
Give it a try. It's easy.
All right. So back to business here, the holidays. So these, holidays are difficult times for people. People go through a lot of seasonal depression, or, the Thanksgiving's coming up or Christmas coming up and loved ones are no longer with us anymore, or they've gone through a divorce, or, something has happened during the year. And so it can make things kind of awkward and actually very difficult to get through it sometimes. And so if you're doing streaming video and you are, this is what we're going to talk about, is good in any situation here, but we're going to kind of tailor it towards if you're an online host at your church, we want to talk about how you can handle sticky situations anytime, but especially I think it's very timely during this period of the year.
Yes, and we're We're drawing our material from the Church Online Host Complete Guide. So you make this available in the notes or something, but it's something I put out by Life Church that is a guide for training your hosts, because there is a skill for your online hosts to, it's kind of like a greeter and an usher and a pastor all combined into one, is your online host.
We really appreciate people that are hosts because it really does help. It helps when people are, in other words, you're not just watching video, but you've got some chat there and you've got opportunities to pray with people, interact with people, and all sorts of those things. So let's talk a little bit about some things that you might come across if you're an online host. And again, you could use this content for almost anything in any situation, but let's talk a little bit about disruptive behavior. So you're streaming your services, you're an online web host, you're a chat, and then somebody's on there and they're exhibiting disruptive behavior. What do you do?
I think the most common case of this is people just having fun of going in and with ill intent to go in. I'm going to drop into the church service and start, being disruptive. And so I think what you want to do is, as your host, is you need to initially try to work with them and determine if they are just there to become a disruptive, to be disruptive. And then, I mean, as a you need to have exhibit a lot of patience, right? But if they go too far, you need to be able to take appropriate action. So the appropriate action would be to mute them.
You can mute them, block them. We have that ability on the streamingchurch.tv video chat platform. Yeah, I mean, in my experience, we never, I think you're getting more and more of this these days than it was when we first started doing streaming video, 15 years ago. You're just getting more of this now. And I think that it can be somebody goofing around, or it can be somebody that's got some mental issues. And they're just unhealthy mentally, and they're maybe just really angry about churches or angry about ministry, or in some cases, somebody was in the church and got ticked off, and they did something or
I
whatever,
can
something
see.
happened.
My mind went to, like, I'm thinking, because we got disrupted behaviors in one of our webinars, one of our first webinars at the beginning of the year. And it started very subtly and just kind of grew, but you could tell it was just somebody trying to have fun with us. So that's one category of people. And what you're talking about too is also you may have some people that are just angry
They're
at the church
angry and they're
and
unstable, to at least unstable to some degree. And I think you're seeing more of that today. Not that you're seeing a lot of it, but you are seeing more of it than I think you have in the past. And I don't know, you can talk about social media and that's what's encouraging these things. And I don't know what to say, but I think what you said, you got to kind of feel them out a little bit and then probably just quickly move, depending on the situation here. And we're going to get to the next part of this. If they're just being angry and upset, give them an email address or something and or try to chat with them privately and block them eventually if that's the case. But there could be another level that they're going to.
So the our little guidebook here talked about when to mute and when not to mute. And so they have some things. Basically, they tend to use profanity. I know on our platform, all the profanity is blanked out if they try to do the profanity, or they post links to inappropriate material, or they bully people, or they become hateful and racist or something in there. You want to mute them.
Absolutely.
But don't mute them on the other side is if they just are discussing off topic things, things that are maybe weighing on their heart but not in line with what's going on with the service, or they have a weird username you don't recognize, or they say they don't like God or Christians, or they annoy you, just this guidance here from the from this handbook is to not mute them then and to continue to work with them.
Yeah, you've got to play it by ear a little bit. Yeah, but
Yeah.
definitely those things you mentioned earlier, should be muted if they're being racist or, doing some of those things that are off color. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the other thing too, and that is that the next level is if you run across somebody on your chat platform that is talking about suicide, and this is something that everybody should take very seriously here. There's lots of red flags out here, and let's just talk a little bit about that because, as we said at the beginning of the podcast here, this is especially during the holidays is a very
All right.
difficult time of the year for
Yeah,
people.
and some hurting people are going to reach out online and turn to the church. And so if they're saying things like, well, I just want to end it all, or I feel trapped, or I don't feel a reason to go on, there's no hope, that sort of thing. Those are the red flags that you as a web host should recognize and treat with the appropriateness that you should.
Well, yeah, and I think for what we have private. You can do private messaging on our platform. So, if possible, if you can get somebody to do some private chat with you about these things, that would be the first step. You gotta take it off the general chat platform for the most part. If they will go to private chat with you, and
Yeah.
then you can begin to talk with them in private.
Yeah. And on our platform, you ping them and it will let them know that, hey, somebody who's carrying on wants to start a private chat with you.
Yeah.
And
So I think, the things you said, don't have a reason to live, they're burdened down. It's really, there's a lot of things at play in here. Okay. And so it's good to probably start asking some questions, let them talk, ask questions, try not to be overwhelming to them, try not to be too forceful with them. But you want to kind of, the old saying is, what's the risk level here? Assess the risk level. Is this person really serious? And the problem is you don't know. You don't know if they're being really serious. But you want to try to get some kind of do some observation here and try to be real careful. And if you can get some other people helping you, so if you're the online chat host, you might want to call somebody to be a part of this conversation that you could rely on as well, somebody that's
yeah.
mature, somebody that maybe has pastoral experience if you don't. But you want to try to get some reinforcements on your side to help really bring some observation into this and see, okay, is this person serious? And you want to really find out what their intent is. Do they have an intent? Do they have a plan? Is there a plan? A plan is kind of like, okay, here's how I'm going to do it. Yes, I want to commit suicide. Yes, I want to die. I want to end my life. And here's how I'm going to do it. So when you see those two things, that's you're moving more and more now towards, okay, they sound like they could be very serious about this.
Yes.
You also want to find out, okay, do they have the means to do this? Are there firearms nearby? Are there knives nearby? So as a former pastor, I've worked with people in this situation, and one of the things we would do is ask people in the home to remove all the knives, and remove it. And again, a lot of this will have to do with what the person tells you that has this intent. Yeah, I feel like I want to end it. So remove the firearms, remove knives. Those kind of things you want to really be aware of as you're talking to these people, because if they have the means to do it, then you're getting closer and closer to the red line. And then what's even more is if they actually have picked out a day and a time to do it.
Yeah, so these are all of these. This sort of situation may be way over the level of the volunteer host. Say, oh yeah, I can help greet people and stimulate the conversation. And if you get, I think for the volunteer host, web host that's in there, they just need to be aware of these warning signs, and you're probably not going to be the right person to counsel them. You want to get as much contact information as you can, and probably reach out, like you said, to if there's a pastor or somebody that has experience in this area, to hand off a private chat to them. Again, it can be kind of overwhelming because then you got the rest of the church chat going on, and then you've got this thing that's going to be all consuming. So if you have multiple hosts, or you have somebody you can rely on, where you said, you go handle this one situation, and I'll keep tending to the flock over here.
Right. Yeah, you want to call in for reinforcements if you can. And even if you have pastoral experience, I mean, I've worked with these people over the years for a long time, and I wouldn't want to just go it out alone. And obviously, eventually, you want to get them over if you can to some real true professional help. I mean, there's different ideas out there in church ministry and stuff, but I still recommend professional help. Pastoral counseling is good. It can help a lot, but I think there's a need to have a professional counselor get involved in situations like this. So you want to really just kind of there are some steps to this conversation. You want to ask questions, depending on how that situation's going. You probably want to notify. You want to continue to listen. Obviously, you want to pray for the people. You want to have resources available, and you want to follow up.
As far as the resources, I would assume that having access to the suicide hotline, do you know the suicide hotline?
I do know the suicide hotline. It's 988. 988 is the suicide hotline. There's a suicide prevention number. It's the suicide prevention lifeline, and that's the 800 number. It's 800-273. 8255. And so those are numbers you want to have. Honestly, as we're talking about this in the context of being a church online host for streaming, you should probably have those numbers handy all the time. You should have resources, and we didn't really get into this. I think we've probably covered it before in years past, but you really should have some resources available to you that you can contact a pastor. At your church, if you're a host, you can contact certain people as backup, and those numbers, the 988 number. There's a crisis text line as well. I think it's 741. 741 is on here. So there's lots of things you should, you really should prepare. A lot of people just go into these things, go, oh, I'm going to say hello to people, and most of the time, as a chat host, it's not anything heavy. It's not anything deep. You greet people, share a scripture, maybe, talk with people. But we decided to talk about this today, this particular subject today, because hey, it's people are hurting out there, and this is a difficult time of the year. So I would really encourage people to really try to stay connected to the person if they're talking suicide as much as you can. And try to get some reinforcements in there.
Yeah,
And
and try to get some contact info so you can follow up later.
yeah, absolutely. I mean,
So
sharing
get an email
scriptures.
address or a phone number or something. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Grab some contact information from that person. It's good. The bottom line here with this kind of thing is it's all about listening. Somebody comes on and tells you they're suicidal, don't bombard them with a bunch of scriptures. You can share scripture with them in the appropriate timing, but what you really want to do is listen and ask some questions and then listen some more and see if you can determine, as we said it kind of in the middle of this podcast, you want to try to assess the situation. Where are they at? Is this a real deal? And as you said, just listen and then slowly but surely try to keep the door open. Maybe even get them on a phone call with you and see how far you can go with them as far as getting some information from them, contact information. And then you can share some scriptures and you can share some other resources.
All right, there's what's the next challenging situation would be someone experiencing grief.
Grief can be
Yeah.
a really tough thing, right? Grief again is a situation where if somebody's expressing grief, again, your job is to listen. It's really to listen because everybody's at a different place in their life, and trying to give people answers or comfort, My wife and I, this is a little bit on a lighter note. This is going to become a heavy podcast. My wife and I play Wii. It's from the 2008 or 2009, right? It's the Wii Nintendo thing or whatever it is. And if I'm having a bad game in tennis on Wii, or even a bad game of baseball or bowling on Wii, my wife will try to console me, and it feels like she's patronizing me. And I've even told her that, I was like, I just gave up 4 runs that inning. Oh my gosh. Well, you did the best you could, and I've only got 3 runs. And she'll try to be supportive to me during my, and again, this is the lighter side of this whole thing. I'm grieving because I'm not playing very well in tennis, and then she's trying to come in here and comfort me. And really, that's not the thing to do. Okay. And when we talk about even a heavier situation, my mother dying or something, it's better just to listen. Just to listen. And not try to, I mean, if you're able to
So
hold somebody's hand, maybe if you're in there with them, but that's about it.
if I'm on chat and I'm listening, I guess that means saying key phrases like, "Well, I understand. Can you tell me more?"
Exactly.
Or instead of, "Yes," it was those kind of phrases, right,
Yeah.
would come in
Yeah. You
handy.
want keep the conversation going.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but you
tell
would
me
just,
more. How does that make you feel? Just little questions, and then
little
let them talk.
let them know that you're still there.
You're there. Yeah. Yeah. When I say,
That would be,
listen, don't have a person type something in chat and then nothing, I mean, you want to respond, but you don't want to respond with some kind of an answer to their problem, because you don't know what they're going through totally. Yeah, I mean, I've gone through a lot of grief in my life. You have too. But you don't really know exactly what they're feeling. And so when you're trying to give them answers to some of these things, that's usually not the best way to handle it. So it's you said, ask questions, tell me more. How does this make you feel? How long have you been feeling this way?
I was
This
telling you
kind of thing.
before we went on the listening skills that I was thinking this guidebook would talk a lot about the listening skills, and I was telling you I had a coworker that I worked with who was more senior than me and my set of peers, and he was just the master at listening. You would go in and you just and have a meeting with him, and you just feel so much better when you left. And it was just, it was a very subtle art of nodding and making eye contact and going, how does that make you feel? Or tell me more about that. Or he would throw those sort of things in, and it was just, that was his secret skill, man. Everybody loved this guy. And he was just super able to get inside people's heads and to know them. It wasn't, this was a work situation, so it wasn't, that intimate, but he just had this special skill of getting to know you. And I think it was just, you sit there and you watch him interact with somebody else and you go, oh, I see how he's nodding. He said how he's his body language is just really strong. And he's asking, like you said, he's not pontificating or throwing a bunch of answers out or, trying to solve your problem. He's getting you to talk more about your problem. So you a lot of times walk away with, oh, I think I solved my problem just by the prompting him, tell me more about this, or how did that make you feel when you did this? And then, that sort of thing. Anyway, he was just really good at that soft skill of listening. And that's a he would make an incredible web host
Yeah,
on that church
absolutely.
service.
We used to, at our radio station when I was in the Christian broadcasting, there was a church that sponsored, I think it was Christian videos late at night. And so late at night, the church would bring in people from their church to answer the hotline. So they would run these Christian videos every Friday night or whatever it was. And then there would be a hotline, there'd be a number that people could call for prayer or whatever. And so that was the radio station number. So we had multiple phones because we had offices. And so we would have people that would pick up the phone when somebody called. and they would listen to them, and they would pray with them, and they maybe pray with them to accept Jesus, those kind of things. So I'm getting at that point where I would say, if you're doing church online and you're hosting on the chat, if you can move that person into a phone conversation with you, or something similar, that will help, I think, lead to a better connection. You know, we do online chat for tech support here at streamingchurch.tv, right? And a lot of times we're just going around and around, so we don't quite fully understand what they're asking. And finally, one of us will say, "Could we talk about this on the phone?" You know, and then once you get them on the phone, you realize, oh, you're trying to figure out how to do this. You know, and so I would suggest very strongly that, you know, when you have these difficult situations, that if the person's willing to talk to you on the phone, then, you know, create an opportunity there on the phone to talk with them, and then maybe invite them,
Yeah,
you know,
and
and
that's
get.
again when you're going to need some backup resources, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm monitoring the chat. I got to, you know, somebody's got to continue to monitor the chat while you have this private conversation with this one person.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, what we're talking about, we're going to wrap this up, but what we're talking about today, it's not real common, right? I mean, there may be somebody listening to this podcast going, oh my gosh, if we're going to do streaming video and have chat, we're going to run into all this stuff. Probably not.
No,
You
it's
know, you're not going to
very.
run into it. But it's always good to be ready.
Yeah.
It's always good to be prepared in case you do run across somebody that
And
is having a
yeah.
problem.
And you think about this is, I mean, whether it's online or whether it's in person, you need to be equipped for this because, you know, people are going to come to the church in person as well with similar kind of things going on, going through grief, going through, you just, you know, I guess as pastors are trained in this, I guess. I have no formal schooling in it, but you should be equipped both in person and online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you should equip your people too. If you're in leadership in your ministry, there should be some resources available for your deacons, you know, for your elders, for anybody that's actually involved in your services, either live, online, or at the actual facility. There should be some resources available how to deal with we've had people. I mean, you should get Mac Norris to tell you stories when we were on Prince Road at your church. I mean, you were there too, but we would have some people walk in. It was just, oh my goodness, you know.
With some interesting situations.
Really?
Yeah. And maybe it's, I mean, as a web host, I think if you're this is way above my pay grade as a web host, you just got to be able to recognize the signs and be able to pass people on.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you don't feel like as a web host, a volunteer web host, I'm going to have to counsel, I'm going to talk somebody off a ledge or something.
Right. Yeah.
But,
Yeah. The whole idea of this podcast today is just kind of prepare you and say, hey, look, here are some things you can do. And yes, you know, get some reinforcements out there for you to help you, you know. But there are people that are hurting this time of the year. They're hurting all the time, but especially it seems to be a little more higher this time of the year with the holidays coming up. So just be aware of that. Be sensitive to people. Be kind to people. And you know, if you can help them some way, direct them to some other resources or some professional counseling if they need it, then your job is done. That's a big part of that. So people want to be heard. They want to know that somebody's listening. And so if you can listen to them and acknowledge their feelings and then point them, you know, in the right direction, that will definitely make a big difference in their life in many cases. All right, so I guess we're done here, right?
that's it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Again, we just want to say, look, this is not a normal thing usually in most churches, but occasionally you will run into some disrupted issues, and we just want to encourage you to be ready for that stuff. All right. So if you have not yet signed up for the Church Solutions podcast, we'd encourage you to sign up and get it all the time, just wherever you get your podcast. You know, register and get it. You know, that way you'll get it. You'll never miss an episode. If you want to check out dailydive365.com, we'd encourage you to do that. We'll give you a 60-day free trial. We'll help you do it all. And we don't have a webinar coming up in December, but we've had some great webinars that we've done this past year, really the last couple years. And you can always check out one of our webinars. Just go to streamingchurch.tv/webinar. And you can see the webinars we've recorded in the past. And we just had one, a couple weeks ago. It was really good. So a lot of resources for you. That's what we're here for, to provide resources, not just for streaming video, but for other things as well.
Exactly.
All
I
right.
do.
We're done. Okay. So on behalf of Steve Lacy here, I'm Phil Thompson. We want to wish you, if you haven't heard this podcast, if you, how can I say this? Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of days. If you've heard us before Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving. If you hear it later, have a great Christmas. We hope that you have a good holiday season. And again, we're available to help you any way we can. Just go to streamingchurch.tv. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.